We are here today to announce that a federal grand jury in South Carolina has returned a 33-count indictment against Dylan Storm Ruth, charging him with federal hate crimes and firearms charges for killing and attempting to kill African-American parishioners at Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina, because of their race and in order to interfere with their exercise of their religion. As set forth in the indictment, several months prior to the tragic events of June 17th, Ruth conceived of his goal of increasing racial tensions throughout the nation and seeking retribution for perceived wrongs that he believed African Americans had committed against white people. To carry out these twin goals of fanning racial flames and exacting revenge, Ruth further decided to seek out and murder African Americans because of their race. An essential element of his plan, however, was to find his victims inside of a church, specifically an African American church, to ensure the greatest notoriety and attention to his actions. As alleged, Ruth set out the evening of June 17, 2015, to carry out this plan, and drove to the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina, known as Mother Emmanuel. Mother Emmanuel was his destination specifically because it was an historically African American church of significance to the people of Charleston, of South Carolina, and to the nation. On that summer evening, Dylan Ruth found his targets, African Americans engaged in worship. Met with welcome by the ministers of the church and his parishioners, he joined them in their Bible study group. The parishioners had Bibles. Dylan Ruth had his .45 caliber Glock pistol and 8 magazines loaded with hollow point bullets. And as set forth in the indictment, while the parishioners of Mother Emmanuel were engaged in religious worship and Bible study, Dylan Ruth drew his pistol and opened fire on them, ultimately killing 9 church members. Now, as you know, the state of South Carolina is also prosecuting Ruth for the murders, attempted murders, and firearms offenses that he's alleged to have committed. We commend the South Carolina state authorities for their tremendous work and their quick response. It is important to note, however, that South Carolina does not have a hate crimes statute, and as a result, the state charges do not reflect the alleged hate crimes offenses presented in the federal indictment returned today.